Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Last week in Olathe, Kansas, a man walked into a restaurant, took aim at two brown-skinned men, and allegedly yelled, "Get out of my country," before opening fire. 32-year-old Srinivas Kuchibotla was killed. His friend Alok Madasani was gravely wounded. The suspect allegedly also said he'd shot, quote, two Iranian people. But Kuchibotla and Madasani are Indian. They were engineers working at the tech company Garmin. The FBI is now investigating the shooting as a hate crime. But in the interim, a new kind of fear pulsed through immigrant communities across the country. Here in Boston, 25-year-old Harvard Medical student Siva Sundaram says that the shooting has made him wonder a little bit about his own safety. His op-ed, "After Kansas, We're All Muslim," appeared in USA Today, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So what prompted you to want to write about your reaction to this shooting?
I think the moment for me when it really hit home was when I read about Srinivas Kuchibotla and saw that he was an engineer who was here in the U.S. After having studied both abroad and here. And I saw a picture of him. And then I thought about my own father, an engineer who studied abroad and in the U.S. And who had a mustache, much like Srinivas Kuchibotla did. And that was a moment when sort of the world around me stopped, and I had to consider what would have happened if it had been my father.
Mm-hmm. And as you thought through that, I mean, what did you think? What did you feel? I mean, how did that make you reconsider the world around you?
I think it's just been another step in a process that's been happening since. For many people in my shoes since the election in November, when a vision that we had of our country turned out to be maybe more of a or less of a concrete reality than we thought. That it turns out our America is not necessarily only the America that we want it to be, but also an America that is not what we want. An America that isn't necessarily as friendly to us or to people who look like us.
So tell me more about this, because I am interested to hear your personal reflections on it, because obviously this is not like a full disclosure moment. I too am an American of Indian origin. I've got brown skin, born in the United States, but to parents who were Indian immigrants. I've been thinking a lot about this as well myself. I ultimately have not lost my optimism about the United States, but there is a lot of reflection going on. So, I mean, when you say this may not, suddenly you're not sure if you're seeing the America that you recognize or your America, what do you mean by that?
I think that I had grown up feeling such a security and not having to have my Indianness be a question or a problem. I grew up in a city that was pretty diverse in terms of what people look like and where they came from, and there was never a question that we were all part of the same project. And I guess in school, you know, you learn to value those parts of America that prioritize equality and justice, and you learn also that, yes, that hasn't always been achieved, but everyone sort of assumes that, like, the point is to make justice a reality, and we're going to get there eventually, and we're just going through some growing pains. And these last few months have seemed like the first time in my young life where I'm no longer sure if we're going in the right direction. And I guess I'm not young or I'm not old enough to know from experience whether that'll turn around. But my worry is that if we are too complacent and just continue to hope like I did, that just because this is America, it is going to be a more just place 10 years from now, or a more safe place. I worry that complacency is going to open us up to more tragedy.
Have you talked with your parents about it?
Some. I actually find it somewhat difficult to talk to them about it, because there's a balance between wanting to keep them safe and not wanting to make them more afraid than they need to be. And I think my parents are also people who have felt safe and accepted in their community. And it's hard to know It's hard to know exactly what to say.
Don't lose your faith. And that's what I tell myself. Like, don't lose your faith in this country. Because I think I don't know what the reasons were that your parents came. I know what the reasons were that my parents came to this country. And I think that the fundamentals are still there. I really do. And it doesn't sound like you're as confident.
Well, I think there's a difference in the way I'm experiencing this, which is I have lost my certainty and complacency, but I haven't lost my faith. I've actually just come to see myself as having to be more of an actor and less of a passive observer.
So this is interesting because you're a med student, you're at Harvard, so clearly you're a person, a mission-oriented, driven person, and you didn't see that as being an actor or being an agent in your community before, just by virtue of being who you are, I guess.
I think there's different scales. As a physician, you learn most to treat the person who's in front of you, and you sort of see the whole world and all of its structures in the person who walks through your door. But I think this is an era in which physicians need to think a little broader, because you can't trust that the world outside of your door is going to continue to keep your patients in good enough shape.
Yeah. You know, there's something that you wrote in your op-ed that I also wanted to ask you about. And you wrote that maybe there are certain minority groups that enjoyed a sense of being not targets for hate crimes because they fell into the so-called model minority categories. And, heavy quotes around the model minority. I hear what you're saying, and I just would add to that what disturbs me now is it doesn't matter who's in the model minority category at all. It's more that this crime in Kansas happened simply because those men were there, right?
Right.
You know, they were mistaken for another group. But, you know, even if they had been Middle Eastern, had been Iranian, it wouldn't lessen
exactly
the viciousness of the crime at all. So, I mean, with that thought, I guess what I'm wondering is for you, as you continue forward, you had a thought at the end of your op-ed about feeling a sense of solidarity strengthening a sense of solidarity with your fellow citizens, your fellow immigrants. Tell me more about that.
I think the perspective I was trying to address most in my own piece was relatively specific, which is the solidarity that Indian Americans can feel with other people who might be lumped by others with them, but historically, at least in my experience, we've sort of we felt it very important to draw some distinctions, and I think building beyond that, it's hard to know where to go, but I would like to see us I would like to see us be a place where people don't have to be afraid.
Well, Siva Sundaram wrote the op-ed After Kansas, We're All Muslim. He is a student at Harvard Medical School. We've got a link to his op-ed at radioboston.org. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.